Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy. What is triggering you? Did that trigger you? Do you find yourself getting angry a lot? Or feeling insecure? Not feeling worthy? Needing something? Worrying about something? Obsessing about something? Stressed? It's a general refrigerator hum of discontent. Not feeling at ease with the world, with your life. Society. It's important to dive in to your triggers and what is triggering you. It's key, it's huge. Whatever happens to trigger you, my laundry's done. Whatever happens to trigger you, that thing is your gateway into taking back more of your personal power. We have two options when we get triggered. One, that emotion, anger, stress, fear, insecurity, it'll either take over our entire thought system and how we're feeling, just our body, and we live in that state, or breathe it in, let it out, and we take back our power. We trace back that trigger, we use that as a tracer back to the traumatic experience that we encountered. Maybe you're raped, molested, abused, verbally, physically, bullied, whatever your thing is. That is still in us. So if we don't take that trauma, if we don't know how to, and if we don't take that and release some of that every single day, it will rule us and we'll have those same triggers for the rest of our life. We'll keep having and experiencing the same situations, people, events, habits, again and again and again. This is why people don't get anywhere. This is why people like set their New Year's resolutions, like I'm gonna lose this much weight, I'm gonna stop smoking, I'm gonna do this, but then they don't get anywhere because, you know, something we teach at our company, energyawarenesstraining.com, high vibrational energy wants to lift you up and actualize your full potential. But the pain, what we call low vibrational energy, the pain you have within yourself, usually from past big traumas, like being raped or something like that, that's fucking toxic and not okay. Holding on to that pain, it gives us those triggers. And when we get triggered, we live in that state. So it's important, it's my favorite thing in the world, to see what's triggering me. Like, what's blocking me from just being happy and just, say, talking to that person that I'm attracted to or working all day long and feeling good about that work? Or instead of procrastinating the thing that's probably going to move my life forward, instead, just doing it. It's being in control of who I am and having the steering wheel of my life and being able to direct it where I want. But what's blocking you from what you want? It's usually an emotion. Fear, insecurity, anger. If we can remove that by releasing the trauma attached to that that's giving us that emotion, we can dissolve the trauma, the pain goes away, the fear goes away, the anger goes away. Like, this is the most important thing in the fucking world. You can go read the books, right? But when is, like, how many books do you need, bro? Like, how many courses do you have to attend before shit actually changes? People are addressing the external, the top percentage of their life, instead of going into what is actually holding them back, which is their past pain. Like, or they just don't know how fucking crippling it is to have that pain still within you. In what we teach and what we cover, you have an energetic body right here. And if you study, you know, spirituality and Eastern philosophy and et cetera, you find out that that's, a chakra point. And that's your energetic body. That's where you hold your emotions. If you notice when you get stressed, or let's say you go out and socialize, you're like, most people are in protection. They're like, ugh. And their stomach tightens. It's not loose. It's not relaxed. And it prevents them from joking, from connecting with these higher states of energy like gratitude, appreciation, laughter, peace, joy, abundance, free-flowing, expressive. Take when you go out and you socialize and you can't feel like you can talk to anybody. You're in defense. You're playing in the insecurity. You're in fear. But if you know how to bring that up and release it, and release the main, you know, contributor, the main factors factoring in, giving you that emotion, if we can get to that point where you're raped, bring some of that up, release some of that day by day, and know a system to do so, then you're good. You stop experiencing that insecurity. You stop procrastinating. You stop having to smoke to relieve the stress. You stop eating. Like, self-care is a big, 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 big sign of someone being emotionally healthy or emotionally fucking unstable and toxic. Like not brushing your teeth, not washing your clothes, like not making money. Like, these are basic fucking things that people should be doing that they're not doing. Why? 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 Because they're holding on to pain. If you're holding on to pain, you don't feel like you can do shit. It corrupts and corrodes your perspective on life. So instead of being optimistic, how can this work? What could benefit from me from doing this? What can I do? It's, I can't because of this. Well, what if this goes wrong? Focusing on the negatives instead of being living in the positives. And not as a tactic, but no, as your default. Your default. Your default being, you're amazing. You feel good. You're taking action. Like, yeah, no, like, what could fucking go right here? And if it goes wrong, whatever. Like, I learned. I got, okay, I failed. It being amusing to you. It's not real. It's not actually, like, poking at you and triggering you like, oh, well, how do I look? Like, you're fine. You know what I mean? Until we face the shit we're hiding and suppressing, we will not change. We have a saying at our company, nothing changes until energy moves. What's up, people? I got two people watching. What's up, guys? How you doing? I know I've been like riffing and ranting here, but I want to give you a little attention real quick. Say hi. I love you. It doesn't show me your name, so I don't know who you are. You could be the president. You could be some homeless guy. So it's important to be addressing this, right? It's important. It's so important. Like, it breaks my heart because people are caught in this like hamster wheel of like, I gotta read the books. They're like self-help junkies. Like, I gotta go next book, next event, next course. But they're still staying in the same place, right? My mom is about to buy this bar. Finally, after like working there for 20 years, she's finally about to buy it. And I went in there because we're throwing an event there. I think next month around the 18th, I'm playing, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I happen to play music and I'm an okay singer. So I'm gonna go perform there. I have a couple bands that are friends of mine. I'm gonna have them come out and play. And I was just kind of talking to her about like, all right, where are they gonna play? What equipment are they gonna use? And she introduced me to some people. Now, I love my mom. She's amazing. But the bar is, it's not exactly the best bar, right? It's in terms of energy, it's like, kind of low vibrational. The people going there are not the best kind of people. It's not exactly the people that you'd be hanging out with on a daily basis. Some of them are, right? That's a very general statement. Some of them are pretty cool, but the majority are like, you know, they go there every day to drink and forget their problems. Like they're alcoholics. So she introduced me to a couple of these alcoholics. And I'm like, oh, what's going on, man? You know, I'm not just like, fuck you, alcoholic. No, of course not, right? I'm like, what's going on? You know, good to meet you. How's it going? And I'm Dante, I'm her kid. She birthed me. She did, in fact. I came out of her vagina. Ah, that's gross, I know. I'm crazy. What am I talking about? And I was talking to these people, and like it breaks my heart because I'm like, you're not going anywhere. Now, if you're happy, disregard every fucking thing I'm saying in this live stream, because this doesn't apply to you. If you're genuinely happy, not like I'm not actually happy, but pretend I'm happy and be delusional about my life and not make, you know, take action. Like, I'm obsessed with taking action. I'm obsessed with moving my life forward. I'm obsessed with getting results, making more money, having cool experiences, more sex, more awesome relationships with people, giving, serving, giving money, giving cool experiences to other people. How can I help others right now? How can I give you the best information possible? Yes, Yes, that's what I'm focused on. Most people are focused on complaining. What's wrong with my life? What happened in the past? What could happen in the future? They're stuck. They're stuck. I don't want you to be stuck. I want you to be a fucking gangster. I want you to dominate and live your dreams, motherfucker. I want that for you. But we can't do that if we're holding on to pain. Because the pain will keep us stuck. Fucking stuck, man. Can't go anywhere. It fucking sucks. If we go into that pain, we get in real close, like real close to that pain. We get like up on that pain, almost in a sexual way, but not sexual. And we release some of that pain, then we raise our baseline for happiness. You know what I'm saying? Like, we raise that bitch up. It's like, ugh, we raise it up. So instead of being insecure, that be your go-to, right? Like, if you have a tool belt and you're like, you go out in a social situation or whatever, you go to work, like, instead of going to like, oh, insecurity, let me pick that one up. Instead of that, you're going with, you know what? I feel good. Let me pick that one up. Or like, confidence. Yeah. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if I make a complete fucking fool of myself because it's quiet up here. There's no self-attacking thoughts. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Right? You can't do that if you're in pain. Laundry's definitely done. My toxic people, right? Holding on to lots of pain. They can't joke. They can't have a good time because they're in pain. They're hurting. They're triggered. Go socialize. Go out. Most people can't socialize. Go out. Try talking to strangers. Try. See what happens. It's fucking difficult. Why? Because you get triggered by anxiety, by like, ah, no, I can't. What fear? This, fuck it, that. You can't just be like, hey, what's going on? I like the hat. You look good. Cool. You can't just live in that place. Why can't you? Why can't you? Pain. We need to get that fucking pain out of you. If you're ready to get that fucking pain out of you, go to www.energyawarenesssecrets.com. One more for the cheap seats in the back. Energy Awareness Secrets. EnergyAwarenessSecrets.com. If you're ready to change your life. If you're not ready to change your life, well, my friend, I have something else for you. You know what that is? A sip of this tea. I can't reward you for staying in the same place. Like, I'm empathetic. I get it. You know, maybe you're not there yet. Maybe my public speaking ability isn't there yet. I get it. There's lots of factors here. But I want you to know that you're amazing and you're beautiful and I fucking believe in you and I fucking love you. And the aggression and the playfulness, it's not directed actually towards you. It's directed toward the pain. The pain is holding you back and it's fucking your life up. And we need to get that pain out of you or you will continue to live in the same level of life, the same shitty caliber of life. I want you to be happy. I want you to get your dreams. I want you to live your dreams. I want you to accomplish goals and every year continuously be rising. I don't know why rising is like doing this, but rising. I want you to be happy. I want that for you. I want to kill myself. I want to put a gun in my mouth for so long. I was depressed. I was, you know, low self-worth. Just, it was a dark place up there, man. It was not good for so long. And like having come out of that, I just want to help more people escape that hell and get into abundance and being happy. Because it's amazing and it's free and everyone deserves it and is entitled to it. God damn it. So with that being said, I did my Twitter live stream for the day. I did it. So I'm going to go hop on Instagram now and continue the mission, the good fight. I love you. Enjoy your Friday. Friday. It's Friday. We get to party on the weekend. To escape our shitty lives, we're going to go drink and smoke cigarettes and try to forget about going back to our job on the weekend or the weekdays. Or release your trauma, and every day is the weekend, it's a party, Twitter live stream, it's fucking popping in this bitch, right? Let's release the trauma, okay? Okay, hey, 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 hey! Let's release the trauma, because it's wrecking your life. If we don't release it, man, like, all the shit you want will just stay out there in, like, never, never land. And it'll just be a dream. You'll die with regret. I'm plugging in my light right now. I use a light to, you can actually see me plugging in the light. See, look at my sunglasses. Oh my God, this this is crazy. I feel like one of those doctors, or like I'm disarming a bomb. Look at this shit. Oh my god. Why is it so difficult to plug this in? Come on. Okay, we're cutting. Give me a what do they say in Grey's Anatomy? Ten blade. Give me ten. Oh, we got it now. It's in. We've cut the tendon. She's gonna be okay. We saved her life. Okay, I love you guys. I will see you in the next live stream. I'm gonna start doing these every single day. Because I'm so passionate about changing your fucking life. I love you. EnergyAwarenessSecrets.com if you're ready to change. If you're not ready to change, well, fuck, man. When will you be? When is the time? Make it now. For God's sakes, make it. I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. Hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value, okay? Like, your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode, and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma. Put yourself in a state of happiness every single day and massive action, right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.